SRN News, Dominic Thomason. Hurricane, now Tropical Storm Debbie, left a real mess behind in parts of the South, slammed by the storm. Natalie Haney's family owns a business in Live Oak, Florida.
The hurricane apparently has blown the roof off, and so now there's a lot of open areas in the ceiling, and that's poured down and gone through both levels, and so we've got ceiling tiles are falling through, and the floor tiles were coming up, and the floors are soaking wet. So everything's pretty much ruined inside.
Loitering off South Carolina, Debbie still poses a major flooding threat. Forecasters expect the storm to move inland by late tonight before heading north. And parts of the New York City area cleaning up in the wake of torrential rains and unleashed flash flooding. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz quickly attacking former President Trump after Walz was chosen by Kamala Harris as her running mate. Walz makes the claim that, his words, violent crime was up under Donald Trump.
That's not even counting the crimes he committed.
You want to talk about crime? Republican vice presidential candidate Senator J.D. Vance says bring it on.
Tim Walz allowed rioters to burn down Minneapolis in the summer of 2020, and then the few who got caught, Kamala Harris helped bail them out of jail.
Senator Vance calling Harris and Walz a great tag team, and today that team is campaigning in Wisconsin and Michigan. Also at SRNnews.com, Turkey wants to join South Africa's genocide lawsuit against Israel, filing a formal request with the International Court of Justice to do so. Another member of the squad in Congress has lost a primary, Missouri Democrat Congresswoman Cori Bush losing her race to challenger Wesley Bell. On Wall Street this morning, stocks so far have been trading sharply higher. The Dow is up 374 points, the Nasdaq ahead 249. This is SRN News. Major retailers are urged to reject abortion pills.
A broad coalition of Christians has sent a letter to national chains such as Walmart, Costco, and Kroger, asking them not to begin selling drugs that will allow a woman to end her pregnancy at home. The legal firm Alliance Defending Freedom facilitated the campaign, and spokesman Jeremy Tedesco says, quote, "Retail pharmacies are there to serve the health and wellness of their customers. Abortion drugs undermine that mission." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite controversy caused by the opening ceremonies, faith is being given a place at the Summer Olympics in Paris. In a tent-like structure tucked away at the end of the athletes' village, representatives from the five major global religions are making spiritual outreach to the athletes. Clergy representing Christianity, Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, and Judaism work in a shared hall where the more than 10,000 athletes and their staff can find information about worship and speak with a chaplain. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in a suburban New York county approving a bill banning masks in public spaces.
The bill has exemptions for people who cover their face for health reasons or for religious or cultural purposes. Supporters said the bill approved Monday by the Republican-controlled Nassau County Legislature on Long Island would prevent violent protesters from hiding their identity. All 12 Republicans in the legislature voted in favor of the measure, while the body's 7 Democrats abstained. The New York Civil Liberties Union criticized the Nassau mask ban as an infringement on free speech rights. Keith Peters reporting.
New York City emergency management officials going high-tech using drones to warn residents about potential threatening weather. Yesterday, with a buzzing sound in the background, a drone equipped with a loudspeaker flew over homes and warning people who live in basement or ground floor apartments about impending heavy rains. More details, SRNnews.com.